Good evening and welcome to Scooter Radio. I'm Jack. With me.
Is Kieran Barge.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Long time no see.
Is it?
No, not really. Saw you last night.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Seen too much of you recently.
Yeah, sick of the sight of me. So today we're talking about Mulan. The teaser trailer, not full trailer, was it? The teaser just dropped recently.
About 2 days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I've had a chance to watch it a couple of times. What did you think?
To be honest, I had the same reaction I did with every Disney live-action film
Yeah.
that's been announced is, why does this exist? And it's actually a little worse than I thought because it looked really cheap. I thought the cinematography was really bland. For something that was the original was so like vibrant and so like explosive on screen, this just did not match up to that in any way. And I know you can't replicate things in live action that you do in animation. But I was really expecting this to pop, and it didn't. And it just seemed really bland to me.
Yeah, you said it was underwhelming, didn't you, really? It didn't, it lacked that sort of like
It
spark,
lacked a
I
spark,
guess,
yeah,
that
and
all
it
the other
lacked
Disney.
the scale and epicness of the original, because the
Yeah.
original, I don't know if you remember that scene where the Huns attack Mulan and the small troop
Vaguely, yeah.
on the snowy hill.
Yeah.
That scene is so epic and so massive. I still get like goosebumps watching that. And I think they show part of it in this trailer. Correct me if I'm not wrong, but I think they show part of that scene and it just looks really tame and weak by comparison.
I think it's going to be another one that doesn't quite replicate the original. So at the end of all these live actions, God knows how long they're going to keep doing it. But I
Yeah,
think it's
well,
just at the end of it, there's just going to be a massive lesson there, isn't it? It's just like, it's not beating the cartoons.
the reason they're not learning their lesson is because people keep going to watch these movies, and I don't know how people are actually enjoying these because you're reminded of the original, of every frame of these movies, and you're just thinking, no, this just shouldn't exist. I don't know what is this about? Like, it's Disney. They've already made so much money, especially now that they've got Marvel and Star Wars. What is this about? What is the impetus to just go in and like wreck these classics that we've grown up loving so much? I mean, why not just make new classics for the new generation instead of remaking old ones? Do you know what I mean?
Because they tried that and they created things like Moana or whatever it's
But
called.
people like Moana and
Tangled
Frozen.
and Frozen, I think I would have liked Frozen had I been younger. I think it does deserve some credit, but we're a bit sort of like vicious towards it, aren't we? Because it's like,
Yeah.
that's not, it's not Lion King.
No,
It's
it
nowhere
tried to be,
near,
but it wasn't.
like, yeah, your Lion Kings, Toy Stories and all that.
Yeah.
But
But yeah, well, I mean, what did you think on the trailer? Just solely as a film trailer. I mean, I know it's hard to not think about the original, but what did you think of it just as a film trailer?
I would have liked to have seen some of like the original soundtrack in it. That would have like, because it was like just watching a trailer for an ordinary film, like The
Yeah.
Last Samurai or something like that. There was no, you've got, I had no, anyone watching that wouldn't think it sort of come from Mulan because it looks so different.
Yeah, that's right,
And
actually,
I was
that's
just
true.
waiting for like a bit of nostalgia just to lift you up and give you a bit of hope that, oh, this could be a good film actually. This is worth me spending my money on. But I don't even think they're going to follow the story that much because, like, similar to Dumbo that we saw in the cinema, because apparently they've not got Mushu in it.
Yeah, they've cut arguably what was the best part of the original.
Eddie Murphy, yeah.
Yeah, and you made the good point that maybe they don't want to have to replicate that.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. Just teasing the camera.
Oh, okay.
Carry on.
Just completely derailed me.
Action.
Yeah, got it back. Yeah, no, it's just you made the good point that maybe they didn't bring back Mushu because there's no way they could live up to Eddie Murphy. But I don't know. I don't know, man. Like, I think like without it, what has it got? It's just going to be like a bland kind of war epic, isn't it? I mean, they're going to have all the themes of like, the woman rising up in a society that's oppressing her and all of that, which is great, but like I don't know, you need something else with it. I don't know what the comedy element is going to be in this, if there is one. And apparently the guy who's a love interest in that?
I don't know.
Shang. Is it Shang?
I don't know.
But he's
Why
not in it either, apparently.
do they just give them like stereotypical names, Asian names? I think that's a
It's
bit.
just Disney, isn't it? What did you think of the acting
Yeah,
actually? Oh, you're being called. This is really professional.
I know. That's like the best timing.
What did you think of
See
the
what happens. Carry on, okay.
Keep going.
Okay.
What did you think of the
This
performances?
has been a massive success, hasn't it?
Answer my damn question.
What do I think of the performances?
Yeah.
Well, like you thought, I sort of had issues sort of believing the character that is Mulan. I sort of, yeah, I didn't quite sort of feel that much from her. But I think at the same time, like, I'd rather that because I don't know who she is, but I'd much rather than bring in people that I don't know, rather than just go for like the obvious. Like that's what I hate. Just like we're gonna talk about Spider-Man, but like the Jake Gyllenhaal, I love him as an actor, but just oh, let's get the biggest name. I've always sort of not liked that. It's like cowardly. It's like if in doubt. So I've got no problem with the cast and the performances. I'd say not very believable, but I don't think we've seen enough.
Yeah, I mean, from what I saw from her, again, she was like the teaser trailer itself, very bland, no
Yeah.
life. I didn't wasn't really convinced that she was like a strong soldier or leader. Who they should have got actually is the actress who actually voiced her in the original.
Who's that?
I'm blanking on her name right now.
Lucy Liu.
No, that's not it.
No.
No.
I think they should have got her. Maybe
She's
she's
a
a bit past it now, actually, isn't she?
oh she may be yeah
Yeah.
maybe I don't know what she looks like now, but yeah,
No.
just someone like that. She's got
Obviously
real
looks
strength
good.
behind her voice, and
Yeah.
I think she was in an episode of Batman as well, one of the cartoons, and she was really good in that. She played a
Oh,
really
really?
kick-ass character in that as well. Yeah, to be honest, not really excited. Probably won't watch it. Didn't watch Aladdin.
Yeah.
Will be watching The Lion King. I feel like I have to because it was one of
Yeah.
the big staples of my childhood. Not that Aladdin wasn't, but Aladdin looked so bad that I couldn't even bring myself
The
to.
more I see, I saw a load of videos on YouTube of like Aladdin, and I thought, the more I watched it, I thought, I think the casting was really well done actually. At first, when I saw
Really?
like Jasmine and Aladdin, I thought, no. But the more I see it, apart from Will Smith, obviously, but I don't know. But then I think, well, what could you have done? Who could you have cast instead of Will Smith? I think you're never gonna get to Robin Williams standard, like regardless of who you choose. So it
Well,
was just an easy dismissal straight away, wasn't it? Because
the question you're raising here now with that is why bother making it in the first place?
what, Mulan or Aladdin?
All of them.
All of them.
If you know you can't top them. I remember the
They don't
guy.
care, do they? They just want there's always kids in the world.
Yeah,
They're
but
gonna want to go and see it. They're gonna get money from it.
why don't you make new original classics for them? I'm
Yeah.
sure there's either that or they're running out of ideas, so they can't. I remember the guy, I saw an interview of the director who made the Beauty and the Beast remake.
Yeah.
And the first thing he said in that interview, I kid you not, was, why bother remaking something that's
Really?
perfect?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, why are you?
That's true, yeah, because that film is perfection to you, isn't it?
It is. It is. I said that in our introduction. That is one of the greatest films ever made,
Yeah.
and that remake was ghastly.
Yeah.
It was really, it created plot holes that weren't there in the first place just by padding it out. Everything was just, you would think that one was the cartoon. It was that bad.
Yeah.
Not demeaning animation at all, because I love animation, but yeah, I've got the same feeling towards this. Why is it being made? Why does it
It's
exist?
not, yeah, it's apparently not got the original soundtrack. It's not got
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy in it. It's like it's its own thing. I don't think it should even be called Mulan. I think if you called it something else, you wouldn't connect the dots, would you? Like, hang on, mate, is this a remake of Mulan? You just think it's another film. So, yeah, which makes me sort of think, out of all the films they've done, out of all the live action Disney's they've sort of redone, this seems the most pointless one out of them all, because Dumbo didn't really follow the story for me enough, like the original.
No, but I mean the original Dumbo was only like an hour,
Yeah, it was short,
so
wasn't it? But all
yeah.
I wanted to see in that was the scene where Dumbo got drunk
Which actually they did really well. I
and
like
was
that.
hallucinating on all of them. Oh yeah, they did it, didn't
They
they?
did
But
do
it
it.
just wasn't as
He didn't
like,
get drunk. It was like bubbles or
it
something.
just wasn't as weird and creepy.
Yeah.
But
But I thought it was really well done. And you think Tim Burton,
I'm
he would have been able to do
surprised.
that
I'm
really well.
surprised. Yeah, he didn't add that in. But yeah, as for Mulan, it's one of them where probably not going to see it.
No. Just given up at this point with these live actions.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast was the last one. And as I said, I watched Lion King just purely because it's Lion King. I'll
I
probably moan
think
about it afterwards,
that's see that's
but
It's like they know that what ones are going to be big and what isn't. Like Lion King is a generally like respected film worldwide. So they're like, they're not even, they wouldn't even think twice about remaking it and not putting the music in, would they? But Mulan is like a bit disrespectful to Mulan, really, because I liked Mulan, really liked it, and I loved the music.
The music was great.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe they're trying to take a more serious tone with this. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why they've cut Mushu as well, because they want to keep it maybe a bit more adult and a bit more serious.
Yeah, but I think it's such a
But then make
stupid.
something else with those themes. Don't just use that name just because you can make a quick buck out of it.
Did
That's
he
essentially what it's.
just interrupt me?
Sorry.
No, I'm joking. Well, no, really good point. Really good point, Barnes.
But that's what it is, isn't it? They're
Yeah.
just attaching the Mulan name to something just to make a quick buck. That's what it appears like they're doing, because they seem to have lost everything that made that film Mulan.
Yeah.
So.
But I would love to speak to the sort of creators of it and everything and just sort of want to understand their thought process, because what target audience are they like aiming for? Because more, for me, more younger people, I'd love to see like the statistics. Surely more young, firstly, surely they're aiming for more younger people than not. And surely at the end of this, more young people are going to have viewed it than older people, like 18 upwards, 15 upwards even. So why take away a character that would.
But is that the case though? Because I don't know if a lot of kids from now have seen Mulan, to be honest. I don't know, because it wasn't one of the big ones of the 90s. It was kind of when the
Yeah.
Renaissance era was dying out. So I don't know who would have revisited that with their children now.
No, but
So
I
I
don't know. I
would
could.
have thought it's more for us.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I'd say so, because they know we'll keep coming back because it's nostalgic. That's what they're doing. They're playing on our nostalgia. I think maybe that's the reason for these remakes.
But the teaser trailer doesn't look nostalgic at all. So, like, judging from that, I wouldn't go and see it
Yeah,
right
good
now.
point. So they failed then on both levels.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I've got to say about it, really, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
How long has this been video?
Not too long, so let's cut it off.
Oh, okay, so that means it's 5 minutes minimum.
No, it's 12, but yeah.
What?